This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
You're listening to Dan, it's Fun Kids with Sam and Mark.
Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Brand new Cracker Jack. It's back.
Have we got to say it back then?
No, let's not do
that. Yeah, that's, so we could be here for a while. Yeah.
It's one of the rules of Cracker Jack. If you say Cracker Jack, you've got to say Cracker Jack.
Well, fantastic, because I'm thinking mums and dads listening to this right now will exactly know what we're going on about. They know all about Cracker Jack, but perhaps not everyone else does right now. So should we just start right at the top? Tell us all about what Cracker Jack actually is.
It's basically a game show, really. It's a family game show where there are three games that we play throughout the show. Each winner of that game, which is a kid, will go through to the final game and then win some prizes at the end. But in between all those games, we have variety acts, we've got sketches, we've got musical performances, we've got celebrity guests. So it's just basically a fantastic family entertainment show.
It's quite a lot to cram into 45 minutes. Yeah. Especially, that took 45 minutes to explain it. So yeah, but yeah, it's 45 minutes and it's rammed with like so much stuff, as Sam said. So yeah, we're very excited.
Last time we spoke and you came on, you were chatting about your live show. How did it go? Tell us more about that.
Yeah, really well. Yeah, it seemed to go really well. They cheered in all the right places, so
yeah,
that's good.
It was nice. When we spoke last time, it was like our first ever sort of tour where we'd asked people to go and buy tickets to come see us, and it was really lovely, and we were really proud of it. And like Mark said, it seemed to go down well, which was nice. So.
And because it was a family audience, it's actually helped with Cracker Jack coming back. When we knew we were presenting Cracker Jack while we were doing the tour. So when we were doing like meet and greets afterwards, all the family and the kids would come over and we'd say, "Oh, we're bringing Cracker Jack back, make sure you watch it." And you could see their faces, like the adults especially, saying, "Wow, you're bringing that back, it's such an iconic show." So yeah, it really helped with the tour, I think.
Well, when did you first hear about the Cracker Jack reunion, you know, revitalizing it? When did you first get wind?
It was kind of sort of this time last year, actually. We've been filming a show called Big Friday Wind Up for the past 8 years on CBBC, and we knew that the CBBC were wanting to get a new family entertainment show, and Cracker Jack was mentioned, and our names were mentioned to be the presenters of it. So it was pretty much this time last year we were chatting about it, because we knew that kind of Wind Up was coming to an end. We'd done 8 years of it, so it was exciting.
And you did your first little taster for Children in Need on the telly a few.
That was
you're shaking
so
your head.
Much fun. But like, yeah, I'm shaking my head because it actually went so well. We got a father and a son, but the father had played the game that we were playing on Children in Need, like back in the 80s. So we got him and his son up on stage, and it was take a letter, wasn't it?
Yes.
So the kid went up, picked a letter, and he had to pie his dad in the face. But little did we know that he was going to take a run up and nearly knock the dad out. Yeah. It was great telly.
Wonderful telly.
It was so good.
And it was great as well, because that was like, for us as well, it was quite nerve-wracking, because it was the first start of it was like the beginning of Children in Need. So it was prime time. There was probably millions of people watching that at home, and it was a great thing to do for Children in Need, a nice little plug for Cracker Jack as well, and it was brilliant.
I wanted to ask you about that. When I saw you doing it, I thought, oh, the boys are on live TV here. Millions and millions of people are watching. I know you do, you know, telly a lot, but you don't always do live TV, BBC One, primetime, one of the biggest telly shows of the year. Yeah. How nervous were you?
We were very nervous, weren't we? But what was lovely is that, because we've been doing TV for like 16 years now, and literally we went down to do the rehearsals. In fact, we were the first people there all day. They got us in early, thought Sam and Mark will come early. There was literally nobody. We were there at 8 o'clock in the morning.
We were there before the cameramen.
I know, it was ridiculous. But we walked in to do our rehearsal, and all the camera crew and all the people who were on the studio floor are people who we've worked with over the years. So it was so lovely. Like when we were doing our old Saturday morning shows, it was all the same camera guys, and it was just love it, and that made us feel at ease straight away.
You mentioned everything that's coming up in the new series: sketches, variety acts. What are you most excited to do? Yeah, what can we expect?
I think the sketches we were very happy with, because the comedy acting aspect, we've not really had chance to do that a lot on TV. So to show people a different side to us was really, really good. We really enjoy getting our hands into that. But we've got a game called Splatterjack, which I think both of us are really excited about, where the parents sit underneath a pool of gunge and the kids answer questions, and they have to crank up their parent towards the Gunge, and there's the pin at the top, and when it explodes, it is the best best visual that you could possibly get. So yeah, it's great. It's really, really good fun.
It's amazing to have Gunge back on kids TV. There's not enough of it at the moment.
Oh, there's plenty on this. I'm not kidding. It's
nicked it all.
It's crazy. Yeah,
that's where it all is.
Yeah,
that's why they've been hoarding it for the last decade.
Exactly. There's Gunge. There's custard pies. There's all sorts. It's a very, very messy show, and it's just so much fun.
Well, I wanted to ask you about this because you know kids TV over the last 10 years is quite a strange place because there aren't that many, you know, anarchic shows like this around right now. When you knew you were bringing back Crackerjack, very tough to say. What did you think about that pressure and almost that responsibility to do this kind of crazy stuff on telly at 6 o'clock on a Friday again?
Yeah, to be honest, we didn't feel that pressure at all. A lot of people have asked us that, and I think that's due to the fact that Crackerjack was such an iconic show and ran for so many years, and clearly so many people remember it. But for us, we just feel like we're continuing our sort of career. Like I said, we've been doing Big Friday Wind-Up for the past 8 years. That's a Friday night family, big studio entertainment show, so we already feel at home on that sort of front. And also, at the end of the day, we are catering this to a CBBC audience. We want mums and dads to watch it as well.
Who have never seen Crackerjack before.
Yeah, exactly.
So it is kind of like a blank canvas in that respect for the kids. Obviously, the adults, we want it to be a family show, but we are catering it to a 6 to 12-year audience. Mm. So a lot of them haven't seen Wind Up, never mind Crackerjack from the 80s.
Yeah. So we didn't feel the pressure for that. And so much so that I purposely didn't watch back lots of old Crackerjacks. I had a little look when I knew we were going to be presenting it because it finished before I was born, so I never got to see
it. All right.
Hey, you were only a young
one. Yeah. Were you still alive? Were you born at that point?
But it was... I purposely didn't watch like full episodes because I thought I didn't want to look, because it's such a different time. It was so many years ago, and TV, as you said, has changed, and we have changed. We've kept the format. The format's the same, but we have sort of given it a facelift.
Well, let's see. You were born, Mark, but you were not Sam. So let's see how much you know about the original series.
Oh, okay. Stitched up.
This is where you'll beat me now.
So, I don't know.
You're really old.
What year did the original series start?
1955.
No help. There's other people in the room with us. No help. 1955. Well
yes.
done.
Yes.
How many series did the original series of Crackerjack run for?
30.
I got 29 down here.
Oh, okay.
We're
series 30.
You're series 30.
I'll say 29 then.
You said 29. Okay.
Another point. Well done.
Thanks.
What time did the original series used to air? What time was it meant to air?
This is
the biggest thing that people have had issues with, because we're on at 6, everybody's like, it should be on at 5 to 5, but it was loads of different times. There was 5 to 5, is that the answer on your...
5 to 5 yeah. Okay, is the answer, yeah.
On a Wednesday it was as well, yeah.
There was a series that went out at 5:30, apparently.
Yeah.
You're allowed to air your annoyance right now with the 5 to 5 thing that you've been picked up upon.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's genuinely, I get it, and it's so lovely that the nostalgia of people, parents who used to watch it at 5 to 5, why is it not on at 5 to 5? I'll tell you for why, because no kid would watch it, because they'd still be at school doing after school clubs.
And it probably never was. Probably the first episode was 5 to 5. Yeah. Well, all right, what time is your one airing
6
then?
6 o'clock.
Well done,
six
another
o'clock.
Point.
Yes. Oh, I've got a point. Was that a quiz?
Oh, I could have answered that.
Fantastic.
One.
What was the name of the quiz where you would get a prize for being right, more prizes for being right again, or a cabbage for being wrong?
Double or drop.
There we go. Which is back. Which is back.
Cabbages and all.
Cabbages and all, yeah.
But with added treadmills.
Tell us more. How are treadmills?
I don't think we can, because that's literally it.
You'll have to watch it to find out.
I'd love to be there at the ideas meeting for this. How can we make this better? Treadmills.
Treadmills.
Always.
Yeah.
What was the name of the talent contest that appeared during the show?
Oh,
about halfway in the 70s, so it'd been on about 20
years. No.
That's a show, isn't it? I don't know. Don't know that one.
Crackerjack Young Entertainer of the Year.
Oh.
Yeah, we did do that.
Oh, shall we do that? You know, if it comes back, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
The Queen visited the Crackerjack studios back in 1961. What was she gifted?
Crackerjack pencil.
Gotta be in it.
How many?
She only needs one.
Well, no, two. She had two. One for Prince Charles and one for Princess Anne.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, have a guess at how many editions of the original Cracker Jack there were.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'll go...
What episodes?
Yeah.
How many?
I'll say 314.
Oh, no. You've got an... you can go up on this, I'd say, so.
I'm going to say 350.
350, way under 451.
Wow.
But I win that point.
And there are 10 more with your brand new show.
Exactly.
Which is starting on the 17th of January, 6 p.m.
Yep.
CBBC channel. That's you can obviously get it all online as well. Well, I wish you the best of luck. Sam and Mark, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Pleasure, mate. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station, Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.